You're listening to A Touch from Above with Dr. Luana Stines on KPRZ 1210 AM. Dr. Luana is sponsored by A Touch from Above.
Good morning, and thank you so much for tuning in. God bless you. I'm Dr. Luana, and I am so excited this morning to share with you all the amazing, wonderful, great things the Lord is doing. Let me open up in prayer first. Father, we thank you so much for your loving kindness, thy mercies that are new every day. I pray, Father, you would pour out your spirit this morning to each person that is listening, encourage, strengthen, uplift, build them up, Lord God. Help them, Father, to cling to you in the days ahead. Thank you, Jesus, for everything that you're doing. I love you so much. Thank you, Lord, for every listener today. I pray your word would come alive to them today. In Jesus' name, amen. Just a really quick report. Every Saturday at 12 noon, I'm on right by 9th and J, right by Petco Park. Yesterday, we had a wonderful service, met five amazing new people that came to our service. Tommy, God bless you if you're listening this morning. Another young man, what an amazing gentleman, Carlos, a financial manager. Maybe one of these times we'll have him come out and be on the radio with me. And just what a wonderful, amazing young gentleman he was. And a couple of other people that came. But just also last week, a young lady who had given her heart to Jesus on our Church on the Street Thursday afternoon service, who was addicted to crystal meth, gave her heart to the Lord right there on the street. Lo and behold, we invited her for the service. She came Saturday. God is restoring her marriage. She not only came, but she came with her husband. And next week, she's coming with her children. And I'm so excited all that God is doing. I tell you, God loves you so much. So if you're out there and you're listening, just remember a couple of those services, and you can find out a little bit more about those services. Church on the Street, I have two of those services every single week by God's wonderful grace. I also have a Sunday service at the Prayer Mountain at 10:30 and also Wednesday night at the Prayer Mountain as well. And you can find all that information on my website, www.atouchfromabove.org. Praise God. God is so good. Our prayer lines are open right now. If you need prayer, 1-866-577-2473. And I want to give a great big hello to Francis. God bless you. And Mr. Bob, thank you so much for your wonderful letter. You just encouraged my heart so much. And we are praying for you and for your needs. God bless you. I just want to share with you today that God's word stands. We are living in a time right now that the Apostle Paul warned you and I. He told us that in 2 Timothy chapter 3, but know this in verse 1, but know this that in these last days, perilous times will come. He also warns us in 2 Timothy chapter 4. He says, I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be ready in season, out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. But you be watchful in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, and fulfill your ministry. I pray that today that everyone that is listening to me today, I was thinking about this. What if every single Christian out there, every single minister, preacher, teacher, evangelist, prophet, what if every single one of us got out on those streets every week? Can you imagine in all different areas throughout our entire city and throughout the United States of America, you know what? We could turn the United States upside down. I hear so many things of people saying, well, we're going to fight the court in this for the same-sex marriage. We're going to fight the court for this. No. Listen, my dear friend, all that is good, but let me tell you something. God did not call us in that arena. He called us to reach the lost. If we reach the lost, you can turn every situation around the entire world. If we preach the word of God, God's word is our purpose. God's word is our life. How many of us don't even realize that the key to a victorious Christian life is to follow God's word, the Bible? Many people desire for God to speak to them, and yet many don't even realize God has already spoke to them. God speaks to you and I through his word. And yes, through great ministers and preachers. And his great desire, God's great desire, is to give you and I a life that is filled with his abundant blessing. What does that mean? Listen, before you and I are saved, we walk in darkness and we head down a road of destruction. There are so many people that are heading down that terrible path of destruction, and the only answer that there is Jesus. You know, there is no problem too hard for Jesus. His love and his word can bring freedom in any circumstance. Last Thursday, as I was preaching on the street there, on the corner of Broadway, actually, in San Diego, right there on the corner of Broadway and I can't remember which, on Fifth Street. Yes, the corner of Broadway and Fifth. Thank you, Beverly. As the word of God was going forth, I want you to know there is power in the name of Jesus. This young lady had walked across the street, and God bless you if you're listening to me today. And I didn't know this. I thought she had walked on by, but she'd stopped and just broke down and started crying. One of our workers, our team members, turned around, saw her, went up to her, and she says, I know her. I heard her preach before. This is Pastor Luana. She's speaking to me. I know what my life's a mess. You see, without Christ, our life is a mess. Proverbs chapter 4, reading in verse 20, it says, my son, give attention to my words, incline your ear to my sayings, and do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. You know, we live in a fallen world, and the issues of life are all around us. And how easy is it for us to get trapped in the webs of the things of this world, sin and darkness. I say to you today that God will keep you in the very palm of his hand in the midst of total darkness, like when Daniel was in the lion's den, God was with him. When Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were in that fiery furnace, God was with them. When Joseph was placed in prison, God was with him. When Moses delivered the children of Israel out of darkness, out of that place of Egypt, God was with him. You and I must understand that God is with us. Proverbs chapter 6, reading in verse 23, it says, for the commandment is a lamp and the law a light. Reproofs of instruction are a way of life. Proverbs chapter 12, reading in verse 15, it says, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he who heeds counsel is wise. How many people out there have stopped heeding the counsel of God? How many people have walked away from the counsel of God and are now sitting in the web of darkness, entrapped in a web that they, now listen, the key to victorious Christian living is taking responsibility for the actions that we ourselves, see, we can blame everybody else, but you and I must understand something. There are many that are backslidden. There are many that have fallen away. There are many that have chosen to walk in darkness because their flesh has made them have an idea. You know, the saddest thing yesterday was seeing a gentleman that I had preached to probably a year and a half ago. And this man, I saw him, we were out ministering out on the streets maybe about a year and a half ago. And, you know, I could tell he was troubled, but he had come to the service every Sunday morning. We were San Diego, Mission San Diego. And so he would come to the service, but you know what? He fell away and stopped going to church. Well, lo and behold, yesterday in our church on the street service, there he was again. He came up to me and just talking nonsense. He had no control of his mind. He was unable to comprehend anything. The Bible says that, you know what? The devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. When we don't understand who the enemy is, and when we begin to allow Satan to come in and infiltrate our life, when we put the guard of our God down, his word, his prayer, praise, and obedience, when we put down that guard, then we open up a door. It's like the crack in a dam. When all of a sudden there's a little crack in the dam and the water begins to seep through, after a while it has a little hole and then it begins to drop a little bit more. And then after a while, if you're not careful and you do not repair that hole and take charge of everything that is happening all around you and bring your flesh, bring your mind into submission of God, let me tell you something, that dam will break and a flood of the enemy will come into your life. You and I must understand that Jesus is our hope. Proverbs 14:12 says, there is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. Everywhere around us, this world is calling you and I to get away from God's word. Everywhere we go, people question God's word. Heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will abide forever, my dear friend, forever and ever. The world will never replace the victory the saints have in Jesus. Can I tell you, Proverbs 16:20 says, he who heeds the word wisely will find good, and whoever trusts in the Lord, happy is he. The world seeks for riches, yet it is only Jesus who is the greatest gift giver of all. Proverbs chapter 22, reading in verse 4 says, by humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. If you want riches, what riches? The riches of God's kingdom. If you want honor, what honor? God's honor. If you want life, life abundant, it is only going to come through Jesus. You know, through God's word, our life is and can be completely changed. Through any situation, God's word is powerful, my dear friend. Psalms 119:07, reading in Psalms 119, verse 107, I am afflicted very much. Revive me, O Lord, according to your word. David knew that he needed God's word. He needed to pray. He needed to praise. He needed to worship. And don't you dare go nowhere. I have to go to a commercial, but I will be right back.
A Mother's Story by Dr. Luana Steins is a true story of a young mother's perseverance in the face of tragedy, a murdered husband, betrayal of marriage, and a devastating drug addiction. A drastic change in one's life where there is a collision with truth. The story of how the power and love of Jesus transformed her life when her life was filled with tragedy and heartache.
Hi, I'm Dr. Luana Steins. I want to share with you about my book, A Mother's Story. Many people have been touched by reading how God has helped me overcome rejection, of being placed in an orphanage at a young age, the tragedy of being married at 15, and only years later to find myself a young widow, a single mother. My husband was found murdered. I want you to know today that Jesus rescued me. You can order my book at atouchfromabove.org for only $12.95 plus shipping and handling.
Go to atouchfromabove.org to hear more about A Mother's Story from Dr. Luana Steins. And don't forget to tune in to KPRZ every Sunday for A Touch from Above
on K-Praise.
Amen. Thank you so much for coming back. God bless you. Those of you that are listening, if you're going through a trial and you're going through some heartache, let me tell you something. I want to encourage you to purchase my book. I promise you, there is no trial so hard that God cannot bring you out of. I mean that with all of my heart. Why am I on this radio today? Because I love you. Because I have been there. Because I know the God that can deliver you. The Bible says in Psalms 119, verses 154, plead my cause and redeem me. Revive me according to your word. Jeremiah 1:12 says, then the Lord said to me, you have seen well, for I am ready to perform my word. Do you want God to perform his word in your life? Then you must come to Jesus. How can you end up in the divine blessing, honor, and the riches of our God if you continually ignore and put up your guard and reject God? My dear friend, going to church does not make you a Christian. No, no, God's not into membership. He's not. That is all fine. But you know what? Membership and denominations and all of this other stuff, that's fine. But if you are not born again, if you do not have a relationship with Jesus Christ, then all you have is a form of religion. Listen, my dear friend, we have a great promise from a king and a faithful prince, and what a privilege. Let our God but only speak, and his word will infallibly be fulfilled. He has given us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these we might be made partakers of the divine nature. Listen, my dear friend, your million of promises, your thousand of our bankrupt human nature are of no value. Do you understand that there are many people that are banking upon their own flesh, their own humanistic ideas, their own carnal nature, and yet it has no value? I know that many people don't like to hear that, and I'm sorry, but I have to tell you, God is our answer. Jesus Christ is our answer. You know, the Bible told Moses, God called Moses to bring the children of Israel out of the bondage of Egypt. And I love one of the verses in Exodus chapter 33, verse 14. And he said, "My presence will go with you and I will give you rest." I want to ask you a question today. Do you have God's presence? Do you have God's rest? How could Moses bring out all these people without the powerful, guiding presence of the subduing God? His presence is always associated with his commands and demands. We can be sure when God commands, we can ask and expect his all sufficiency to meet our every need in doing his will. When God called Moses to do a great thing, God gave him the strength. I don't know about you, but I don't want to live my life out of the presence of God. I don't want to live my life, "Oh yeah, I know God, I know of him. Yeah, I go to church once in a while." No. No, Jesus loves you. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, reading in verse 8, it says, "And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may have abundance for every good work." So what does God's promises mean? What does he offer us? The greatest promise from God is his presence. "My presence shall go with you." Tell me, who is able to unpack all the treasures of this treasure chest of God's presence? How wonderful. The treasures of all of the earth and the ocean may be exhausted, but the demands and the needs of the redeeming humanity will never in time or eternity be able to diminish in any degree the riches herein that are contained in the presence of God. This promise is for you and I. He said that his presence will go with us. You know, when I go out and minister and I share and I'm on the streets and I witness and I'm sharing, do you know that I feel God's presence? Why? Because Matthew chapter 28, he tells me again, "Teaching them to observe all things and I have commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age." Do you know that God goes with those who go into the streets, the hedges and the byways? Do you know that God's presence goes with us? Call my prayer line right now, 1-866-577-2473. You need a miracle of prayer. Come call right now. You need to get saved. You're backslidden. You're away from God. Can I tell you that if we grieve the Holy Spirit, you close the door against his gracious presence. Listen, there are so many that do not understand that. God loves you and I. Who would have ever thought in all of the wisdom of Solomon that Solomon, at the end of his life, would grieve God's presence and his Holy Spirit by taking in the unsaved women of that time, building them temples? You know, the Bible says that the women turned Solomon's heart away from God. How many have been turned away from God by the lust of their own flesh? Solomon defiled the very presence of God. God's presence left him. And Solomon, although he was wise, he was yet a foolish man, because at the end of his life, he missed out on the inheritance of God. Can I tell you, it is not worth it. There is no sin that is worth the presence of God. Our God loves you so much. He cares more than you can imagine. Do not continue in your sin. Do not marry somebody unsaved. Do not allow your flesh to stay home from church. Do not give in to the darkness of this world, my dear friend, because the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And God loved you so much, he gave his only begotten son. You must surrender turn away from this dark world, surrender to Jesus and cry out and pray, and he will give you the power and the ability to meet. Listen, he will give you the ability. I know, because I was in darkness. I was in the web of deception. I was in that place, that overwhelming place of sin. And today, by the grace of God, I am redeemed and set free, and I am in the presence of my God. How great is our God! Praise God. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I love you. I'm Dr. Luana. This is A Touch from Above. Log on to my website, www.atouchfromabove. If you need Jesus, email me, call me, come out to our church service at the Prayer Mountain. Starts at 10:30. Come on, get in that car. Get in. Come on. I hope to see you there. God bless you. I love you. I appreciate you. Again, come on up to the Prayer Mountain for service, 10:30 this Sunday morning, and log on to my website, www.atouchfromabove.org. And if you haven't been to the Prayer Mountain, how come? Come on out to the Prayer Mountain, separate yourself, get away, and pray. Jesus is just a prayer away. God bless you. I'm Dr. Luana, and thank you for tuning in. Jesus loves you.
A Mother's Story by Dr. Luana Stines is a true story of a young mother's perseverance in the face of tragedy, a murdered husband, betrayal of marriage, and a devastating drug addiction. A drastic change in one's life where there is a collision with truth. The story of how the power and love of Jesus transformed her life when her life was filled with tragedy and heartache.
Hi, I'm Dr. Luana Stines. I want to share with you about my book, A Mother's Story. Many people have been touched by reading how God has helped me overcome rejection, of being placed in an orphanage at a young age, the tragedy of being married at 15, and only years later to find myself a young widow, a single mother. My husband was found murdered. I want you to know today that Jesus rescued me. You can order my book at a touch FromAbove.org for only $12.95 plus shipping and handling.
Go to atouchfromabove.org to hear more about A Mother's Story from Dr. Luana Stines. And don't forget to tune in to KPRZ every Sunday for A Touch from Above
on K-Praise. Are you going through hard times? Are your teenage kids going through trials? Is your marriage in trouble? Come up to the mountain and pray. Jesus still answers prayers. Even Jesus had to go up to the mountain to pray. Our strength comes when we take time out to pray.
A Touch from Above Ministries has a place for you to get away and pray, whether it's just for a day or if you want to stay for a few. Located conveniently in Ramona, just 35 to 45 minutes from anywhere in San Diego County. There are over 24 beautiful acres of land with small cabins that can accommodate two people comfortably, so you can have some privacy and get before the Lord and pray. Make reservations at 760-789-6207. That's 760-789-6207. You can also visit atouchfromabove.org to find out more information. Come visit A Touch from Above Ministries Prayer Mountain.
I cry out with my whole heart. Hear me, O Lord. I will keep your statutes.
A Touch from Above with Dr. Luana is a listener-supported program. You can give online at atouchfromabove.org or send check at P.O. Box 2800, Ramona, California, 92065. That's P.O. Box 2800, Ramona, California, 92065. For more information, you can call 760-789-6207. That's 760-789-6207. Or go to atouchfromabove.org. A Touch from Above wants to thank you for listening and for your generous gift to help reach the lost for Jesus Christ. You've been listening to A Touch from Above with Dr. Luana Stines on KPRZ 1210 AM. Dr. Luana is sponsored by A Touch from Above.